Morning.
Morning. Finishing up the introduction of Baruch She'amar. So the last phrase, the last two phrases we started explaining, Baruch Pode Umatzil. So yesterday we spoke about how in the name of Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pode, redeems Am Yisrael and saves them. Also in that is that each individual, in other words, everything we just spoke about right now, is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on the world and on each person, and he's going to give them schar in the next world. But what about a person that sins? What a person that removes himself from the rachamim of Hashem, that he rejects it, that he's a traitor against it. He uses all the good that Hashem gives him, and he sins. So he's not going to have schar tov in the next world. So what are we going to say about him? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poder matzil. That person, if he's chozer b'tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems him from the gzar din against him. He redeems him from the punishment that's awaiting him. He redeems him from being in that sorry state. And he's matzel him from dino shel gehenem. He saves him from the punishments of gehenem if he's just chozer b'tshuva. So that a person shouldn't think, oh, but I'm a lost case. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu also poda umatzil. Baruch Shemo. All just reminding us that all it is that we could praise is Hashem's name. In other words, the way that we see him within this world, what he does within this world. We can't praise him himself because we know nothing of him himself. All we know of him is that which he shows us, which is his running of the world and the way that he takes care of us. So that's all it is that we're praising him. But him himself, we wouldn't even know where to begin, and it definitely wouldn't be anywhere to end. Pointing out one more thing on that flow of the Baruchs. So, Baruch Merachim al Aretz. And all of the Rachim that Hashem has on the land and on everything that He created is only because Baruch Merachim al Abrios. Because Baruch Hu has Rachimim on the people that He created. In other words, all the good that this world has is in order to give to the Brios. That was all just for the Brios. And the rachim that Hashem has in the brios, all the good that He gives to people in this world, is really to ultimately give them the ultimate good, which is Baruch Mashiach Sachar Tov L'Yireyav. It's for Chaim and Olam Haba. So the point of everything, the entire world, this world, everything good on it, all the rachim Hashem has in the plants and on the animals and on the temperature and the weather and et cetera, is in order for people to be able to live in the conditions that are most appropriate, in order that He can give to them the real, true, ultimate good that's forever and ever, which is the Sachar Tov L'Yireyav, Baruch Chai La'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach. That was the point of everything. This, the dvikus that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. What if, God forbid, maybe I'm not going to have that because I sinned. No, Baruch Poda Umatzil. Kadosh Baruch Hu could save you from that if you just chose a b'tshuva. So now we finish the introduction to Baruch Shemar. Now we start the main bracha itself, which is the opening to Psukei Dezimah, to the praises that we're going to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, leading up to the tefillah that's going to be later in davening. So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaKel HaAv HaRachaman. So in those three terms, Melech and HaKel and HaAv HaRachaman. So Melech comes to the word Lahamlich, to take advice or give counsel. So it reflects on somebody's wisdom. A melech is called a melech not because of his control over the people, but it's because of the fact that he is worthy of controlling them, because he is somebody that's worthy to be, for him to give advice. His wisdom is perfect, that he's the best one to run the country, or over here, run the world. So giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the title of melech is referring to his supreme wisdom. And Hakel is referring to his koach and his ability. There's nothing that he's not able to, and he has complete koach over everything that's within this world. All kochot that are in this world really just tie back to a koach that he gives to them to run. So he's the source of all ability and koach within this world. Avraham Rachaman is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and rachamim. And when we say a hey before each one of these, he's HaKel, HaAv, HaRachaman. We say there is no one else but him in that regard, because the source of anybody else's strength and the source of anybody else's rachamim anyway comes from Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that puts the love of your parents and your father into you. So he's the true Av, he's HaAv, he's the real father. He created your father, but he gave your father all the fatherly qualities and love that he has towards you. So really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the real father. He's the Ha'av, and he's the Harachaman, because anybody that has any experience of rachamim that you receive from anybody is only a rachamim that Hashem put in it to give towards you. So he's really the Harachaman. And when you look, and it's a little bit taste the hakel, the power and the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that's within this world, anything that you're amazed about in the human body or that goes on planet Earth or in the constellations, everything that we see in nature and the world, every one of those can blow our mind away with the power and the wisdom that's behind it. And that's just a teeny drop that came out from the Amira, the spoken words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here also is all the reasons why a person should have bitachon and trust in Hashem and put all of his faith in Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all able, he's Akel. He knows us since we're born, like our father. He knows everything about us from beginning to end. And he's Harachaman, the main quality that would capture the way that he takes care of you is just with Rachamim. You know, let's say you say that somebody, he's a Lamdan, or he's a Gazlan, he's constantly being Gozel. So if you say that somebody's a Rachaman, that means he's constantly having Rachamim. There's somebody that only has Racham on you in everything that you go through. And he knows you completely. He's your Av. And he has complete control over the world. He's the one that's worthy to put all of your trust in and not to anywhere else. Let me continue. Hamahulal b'fi amo. So first of all, Mahulal sounds like he's constantly being praised. He's not just once in a while, but he's Mahulal. He's constantly praised. B'fi amo. So first of all, you see that you use the word mouth. In other words, that it's meant to be spoken out loud. And Mahulal has within it the idea of somebody praising with excitement with their mouth verbally, which is what we're about to do in Psuka de Zimra. And the best, most proper way to say Psuka de Zimra, you listen to Rabbi David, so you see that he says it all out loud with a lot of fervor and excitement in his words when he's saying it. So your mehula b'fi, it's praising Kodesh Baruch Hu out loud with your mouth, and we're the only ones that do this. Amo, b'fi amo. Only the nation, the Jewish people, are zocha to be able to constantly be praising Hashem, and it's appropriate to refer to this as an opening to Psuka de Zimra. And this alludes to a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Parak Mem Gimel, where it says, Am zu yetzarti li, I created this nation for myself, tehilasi yisaperu, they're going to tell over my praises. So Klai Yisrael, if you haven't described them, they're those that tell over the praise of Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is mehulal b'fi amo. And then we continue and we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is meshubach u'mefoar b'lashon chasidav avadav. Now we're getting to a higher level of people. Till now we spoke about his am, like the simple people of the nation. But this is something that really only the chasidim, the high-level tzaddikim, and the avadim, those that everything they do is just to be an Eved Hashem, just to serve Hashem with no other intention. The chasidim are those that everything they do is just out of avas Hashem. So they're able to meshabech and mefar Hashem b'lashon. Chasidim avadav lashon is not just b'peh. B'peh is just an outburst of praise. But b'lashon, says Rav Victor Miller, it's something that's more thought out, it's deeper, you're more careful with your words to choose exactly the right ones when you're mishabech and you're mefa'er. That's something that really the chasidim and the avadim are the ones that are able to do. To mishabech something is to give it more value. What does that mean, to give it more value? You can't give more value to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's to point to things that other people, including ourselves, may not have noticed, and show how great it is, and that gives more value to that thing in the eyes of everybody else, to mishabach something. So what we do when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all these shvachim is we're pointing out things that you might not have thought of, might not have realized, that raises the value, that raises the greatness of that which you're talking about in the eyes of who you're speaking to. So that's part of what we do in Psuka de Zimra about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mefa'ar, so Rav Victor Miller says, to make more beautiful, to show how beautiful. Not just that it's more valuable, more powerful, but it's also more beautiful. In the word mefor is pe'er, which is like referring to like a crown. So it's like we're crowning Hashem, we're praising Him with things that are even beyond our understanding. They're above, we don't even know what it is that we're speaking about. We're praising Him with concepts that are above and that are beyond us. B'lashon Chassid Va'avadav. U'b'shirei David Avdecha. So Nahalecha Hashem L'kinu B'shvecha V'zibizmiras. So with the Shirim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Mizmarim of Tehillim, most of Psukim Dezimra is made up of different Psukim interspersed throughout that are taken from it throughout Tehillim, and that we interweave together throughout Psukim Dezimra. But we're not just praising Him with the Mizmorim of David HaMelech. We're also praising Him with the Gemara says that there's 10 Mizmorim, I think, that are written by other people too, other than David HaMelech. There are Mizmorim written by Moshe Rabbeinu and by the children of Korach and Esther. So that's why we say that we're praising Him. In other words, we're listing all the people, I guess, that wrote the Mizmorim that we're going to be saying. So most of them are David, but some of them are other Chassidim and Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they said psukim and they said phrases that captured praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to say over right now in Psukim Dezimra. We too are now going to praise you with what they praised you with, Hashem Elokeinu, b'shvachos that they said, u'bizmiros. Okay. Now, it says in the Gemara in Brachos that a person should la'olam yisader adam shvachos shamakom ve'achkach yispalel. First, arrange the shvachim, the praises of Hashem, and then you approach davening. So you see, there's some type of order. We'll pick up from here.